Good morning.
Good morning.
From today's passage, we see a very interesting time in the history of Israel.
从今天牧师所念的经文，我们发觉到，一个有趣的时光是关于以色列人的。
It was eventful because it was the time of a new king.
那段时间很重要，因为那个时候是刚好征服了那个国王。
Josiah had recently become the king, even though he was a very young man.
约书亚这个王。他变成了君王，纵使他是一个很年轻的国王。
But as we saw from the scripture, something really bad had happened in Israel during the previous time.
从圣经上呢，我们看到以色列与王的历史里面，很多坏的事情发生在以色列民众。
They had actually lost the scriptures. They had actually lost God's word.
他们遗失了神的话语，遗失了神的圣经。
But it had been found in the temple.
在那个殿里面，他偶然的也发现这一本圣经。
But it's interesting to see the reaction of the new king upon receiving God's word and hearing what was in it.
就是我们觉得这个很有趣的故事，就是当这个王知道这本圣经的时候，他所应试的看到的这一点很有趣的事。
And he was in anguish because he realized that all of Israel had not kept the word of the Lord.
这个王很生气，当他知道他列祖那个以色列人，他从来没有遵守神的话。
By that he meant that not onlyHad it had been lost and it had been forgotten, but because it had been forgotten, people were no longer obeying God's commands.
因为那个圣经就遗失了，所以他们也忘记神的话，所以他们这些子民都没有遵守神的话。
The question for us today, I think, is, are we in a similar position?
问题就是现今里面。我们生活在这个世界，是不是同样情况的发生呢？
Now, you and I live in a very blessed time because there are many, many copies of the Bible available to us in many different forms and many different languages.
我们生活在这个现代的社会里面是很有福气的，因为我们要看圣经，我们就有很多方法可以看到圣经，就有不同的版本，也有不同很多方法可以看到神的话语。
And even if we go to many different countries around the world, in a lot of those countries that we go to, we can find a Bible available.
你到各国去周游的游览，或者到他们的地方，很容易你们就有找到一本圣经。
So it's a little different from the situation in ancient Israel. There's not just one copy of God's word, so it's very unlikely that any one of us would lose.Physically, God's word.
在历史以往的历史里面，以色列那时候只能有一本的圣经，很容易就是遗失了，我们就找不到了。
But yet, this basic question is still applicable to us today. Are we keeping God's word?
同样的问题也可以问到我们：我们是不是持守神的话语呢
？Or are we losing God's word?
或者是我们。遗失了神的话语。
And I hope that after this morning, you'll understand some of the different ways that it might be possible for us to lose God's word.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的很多 有一些方法呢，很容易使得我们失去忘记神的话语。
So if you check in the outline that was in the program, you'll see the first question that's asked is, do we believe that the Bible is true?
所以我们在今天的大纲里面讲到，大纲里面第一就提到，我们是否相信圣经是真实的。
This is one of the main ways in which it is possible to lose God's word.
这个是很容易，我们就是失去神的话语。
Because if we have a Bible in front of us, but we don't believe what it says, we don't believe that it's true. It might as well not be there.
假如我们打开圣经，我们有本圣经，我们看到里面所讲的话，我们都不相信，那我们有什么益处？
It's the same as physically losing your copy of the scriptures.
就等于你根本就是丢失了你的圣经一样。
So this is a very important question.
这是很重要的一个问题。
If we look at Psalm 119, verse 160, we find that it says, All your words are true, all your righteous laws are eternal.
我们看诗篇119章160节的话，你的话总纲是真实，你一切公义的典章是永远长存。
Now one thing that's becoming common and somewhat widespread, even among those who consider themselves believers, is not to claim that all of the Bible is false.
就是你自己一个基督徒相信神的话语，但是你看圣经的时候，很多人都认为呢，圣经不是全部都是真实的。
One of the prevailing ideas today in modern society is that, well, yes, certainly parts of the Bible are true, but other parts, maybe not.
所以呢，现在的基督徒有时候你会想到啊，圣经里面一部分是真实的，当你看到另外一部分的话，你就有疑问了。
And so unfortunately, the situation becomes something like when we go to a Chinese buffet.
情况就是等于我们去像餐馆那个你所吃的任你所吃的餐馆一样。
If you're like me and my kids, when we go to the Chinese buffet, there are certain dishes that we'll pick out because those are our favorites.
在我们这个餐馆里面的话，我们看到有几碟我们喜欢吃的话，我们就去拿。
Other dishes, I might not get so much of that.
其他的一个菜的话，没有什么兴趣。
In particular, the vegetables, unfortunately.
尤其是青菜对我来讲一点兴趣都没有。
But at a buffet, we kind of pick and choose. We pick the ones that we like, and we leave behind the ones that we don't like so much.
在任你吃的餐馆里面，你常常可以选择你要吃的。
There's a tendency today to do that same thing with scripture.
同样的道理，有时很多人看圣经，你也选择你所相信的话语。
But yet we see here it says that all your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal.
在那个诗篇119篇里面提到，你的话总纲是真实的，一切公义典章都是永远长存。
Also in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 it says, All scripture is God-breathed and is usefulfor teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
我们来看提摩太后书里面也提到三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，或神凡神所默示的圣经，欲教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义的，都是有益的。
When the term God breathed is used here, that's standing in for this theological idea of inspiration.
这个默示在神学里面讲是神的鼓励。
And that's just a fancy term for the idea that all of scripture ultimately comes from God.
这是另外一句话讲，其实所有的话在圣经上面都是从神而来。
One of the common criticisms given of the Bible is that the Bible is made of these books that were written by men, by human beings.
他们批评，有些人批评这个圣经，就说，哎，他们的作者也是人所写的。
And that is true. Historically, archaeologically, we can trace the origin, the authorship of many of the books of the Bible.
这是真实的。我们当我们回顾，从那个考古学家或者是历史学家。我们追溯到这些圣经里面书本都是由人写的。
But yet, what this principle means here is that each one of those people that wrote parts of the Bible were inspired or directed by God.
但是他们所写的圣经是灵感，是完全神所默示的，从他而来的。
And God was making sure that each of those men communicated the ideas and principles that God wanted to communicate.
神是确定他们所写这个书的时候，他是完完全全合乎他心意，要他们这样子写的。
And again, in this verse, it says all scripture.
在这边里面提到是所有的圣经话语。
All scripture is God breathed. All scripture comes from God. No exceptions.
整本圣经都是从神而来，也是由他默示的，没有了例外。
So God rules out this idea of going to the buffet.
所以呢，神就将那个观念就是等于去用你所吃的餐馆一样吃东西，他将那个完全去掉。
He doesn't give us an excuse to go ahead and pick and choose what we think is true from the Bible and what we think might not be.
他不给我们有任何的理由，就是要我们去选择。
He says all of it is true.
他说全部都是真实的。
A few weeks ago, I spoke to you about the principle of trusting God.
几个礼拜前，我跟大家分享过怎么样去信任那个神。
Well, a huge part of trusting anyone, including trusting God, is trusting what they tell you, trusting what they say.
那信任的意思就是，你就是他所讲的，你就相信他。
When this person says something to me, do I believe them?
这个人对我所讲一些话，我听了以后，我相不相信他？
Do I believe that what they're telling me is true?
他告诉我是不是真实的呢？
If I don't believe what a person is telling me, you really can't say that I trust that person.
假如他讲的话我不相信的话，你不可能就说啊，我完全信任这个人。
So a huge part of trusting God is trusting that what He has told us through His Scripture is true.
绝大部分，假如我们是相信神的话，我们就相信他所讲的话。
Now you may not think that. This is a big issue, that there really aren't that many people who look at the Bible this way and don't believe parts of it.
你通常呢，有很多人看那个圣经的话，不会说很多人就是不相信的。
That's why I decided to pull out three different examples that you can find in our culture today and that you could even find in a number of Christian churches.About specific areas where people do not necessarily believe that what the Bible says is true.
但是在教会里面有一部分的人的话，他们都是从看圣经的时候，有一些人是不相信的。
The first of these areas is the area of marriage.
当我们谈到婚姻的问题。
I'm not going to read through all of Ephesians 5, 22 to 33, but I would ask that you turn there in your Bibles so you can refer to it.
我不念这一段的经文，请大家打开以弗所书第五章22节到23节，你可以看。
And I would ask that in particular, you look at the very start of that passage, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
要求大家看五章二十二节
Where it says Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord
一开头就说你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主
For a number of people you get to that verse and the reaction is Whoa, time out, hold on
所以很多人一看到这一节经文之后马上就说诶，等一等
I'm not sure that I believe that this is true.
我认为这句经文的话是不是真的。
I don't agree with this idea.
我不赞同这个观点。
This is the 21st century.
现在是二十一世纪。
We have new ideas.
我们有新的观点。
We have a new understanding of the relationship that should exist between wives and husbands.
我们在男女丈夫与妻子间的有一个新的
After all, what were the 1960s and the 1970s all about?
这个是关于1960年、70年所。
Wives are free now. They don't need. Wives are not supposed to submit anymore.
我们是不会再顺服我们的丈夫的。
That's an 18th century idea.
那个是18世纪以前的事了。
Bible's too old.
他说这个是不是真的。
Bible doesn't apply to life today anymore.
圣经不用在我们身上了。
We've progressed beyond what the Bible says.
我们这一切全那个圣经所讲的。
This is typically a first obstacle for a number of people.
这是对很多人来讲是一个障碍。
And I'll admit that when I was a young Christian, this passage was difficult for me as well.
当我是信了主之后，年纪还浅的时候，我看到结局的话，我也很难理解。
Growing up in America, in the time that I did, it's very much an idea planted in you about equality between men and women.
你生长在美国的话，对男女的平等的关系的话，你从小就已经
And here, this seems to contradict that idea.
看着这些经文的话，就是对我所受教的教育都是矛盾的。
So I had to spend some time with this scripture and with God to come to the conclusion for myself that it is true.
我花了一些时间也在同神交通。
But I think one of the keys is to continue reading past verse 22.
所以我们继续着念节22节。
Even in verse 22, it says, "Submit to your husbands as to the Lord."
在这一句里面的话，顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
And it says in verse 23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ." Is the head of the church.
23节也讲到，因为丈夫是妻子头，如同基督是教会的头。
I remember many years ago there was a meeting of the group, the Christian group named Promise Keepers, on the mall in Washington D.C.
在数年前的话，我记得我在那个华盛顿 D.C. 一个商场里面呢，有一个聚会，是叫 Promise Keeping。
One of the principles that this group tries to teach is this principle of godly submission of wives to husbands.
里面所谈到就是讲到妻子，这个圣经里面这一句话，妻子是如何顺服丈夫，丈夫做妻子的头。
I still remember the TV interviewers going around to, specifically to a number of the ladies who were in the crowd there.
在那一群当中呢，有一些采访的人呢，尤其是对女士们，向他们采访。
And with this air of disbelief, they would ask each of them, "Do you really believe this?"
所以就问他，你是不是相信圣经里面所讲的呢？
They acted like they were talking to someone that had just landed from Mars.
好像他们跟那个从火星来的人讲话一样。
Are you crazy? This is the modern age. You believe this?
你是疯了？现在是什么时代啊？你还相信这些？
It was really encouraging to see the response of many of the Christian wives there.
做基督徒的妻子们，他们的反应是非常之正面的。They're
trying to explain over and over again. Look, it's as though I am submitting to Christ.
他们就像这个 reporter 这个采访一样的解释说。
And their point was, if your husband acted like Jesus Christ, wouldn't you too want to be under him?
假如你先生所行的像基督一样，那你愿不愿意一样的顺服？The
TV people never figured it out. They never understood.
那个媒体从来不明白他们所讲的话。But
hopefully, many of those couples did.
希望有哪一些夫妻相信这句话。
So, before you get really carried away or excited about, I don't necessarily agree with this scripture, make sure that you read it all and try to understand it.
在你还没有完全相信这一卷经文的时候，我希望大家多念一下，明白其中的道理。
And this is also a guide for us in terms of how people should encourage one another in a marriage relationship.
在婚姻方面的话，希望是这个作为我们一个指南的，就是互相鼓励。
Wives should be encouraging or helping their husbands to be more like Christ.
就是帮助我们的先生，他的作为就像主一样。
Notice I said encouraging, not nagging.
是要鼓励，不是要推他们上去。
But if you look further in the passage, it also says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Verse 25.
25节里面讲到，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会。
Ladies, you think submission is hard. You try this one.
女士们，你认为顺不是难吗？你试试看接着经文。
And so, yes, the scripture presents challenges for both husband and wife, but the key is, will we approach it according to scripture, or will we bring in other ideas instead?
Yeah, 这个是很难的，但是对夫妇来讲，这种经文的话，其实给我们很纯真的思想。
One movie that's been popular in the last 6 months or so is the movie Fireproof.
Fireproof.
And it's a movie about a marriage relationship that has gone wrong.
里面讲的是婚姻亮起了红灯。
But one of the things that I really liked about the movie is that it helped illustrate some of the very important principles that we find right here in this passage of Ephesians.
这个电影里面我们找到很多正确的观念，他提到都是关于以弗所五章二十二节到二十三章里面经文所提到婚姻的关系。
If you look at verse 33, it says that a husband must love his wife, and the wife must respect her husband.
在三十三节里面很重要，他说你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也应当敬重她的丈夫。
And what the movie does a very good job of depicting is how both people have gone away from those instructions.
在电影里面提到，太太跟先生都离弃这个三十三节里面的教导。
The husband says he loves his wife, but he really loves other things more.
先生说他很爱他太太，其实他爱别的东西更爱他太太。
And the wife does not respect her husband.
他的太太完全不尊重他的先生。
So it's a very good illustration of the problems that can come up when we go away or lose God's word.
通常的问题就起来了，假如我们失去神的话的时候。
And we see the results in world society of going away from God's word, going away from God's principles.
我们就看到，马上就看到结果了，当你离弃神的话语的时候。
The last part of the 20th century, many people decided we're going to rewrite the rules about marriage.
所以在这个二十世纪末的时候，现代人尤其是他们说他们重拾婚姻的规矩。
We're going to do it the new way instead.
我们用新的方法来规范。
The new way will be better.
这个是更好。
If you check the divorce rates in America over that time, it's just been steadily worse.
你们假如回顾一下那段时间的时候，离婚率是非常是增加很快。
If you look at what's happening with divorce rates in China in the past decades, same sad story.
在十年以内，那个在中国那个婚姻，他们也是离婚率是非常的高。
So many people have chosen to not believe God's guidance here on marriage.
很多人在婚姻上面，他们不相信神所给我们的指引。
And they've paid the price.
他们就付出代价。
The next topic regarding children, Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, says, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate."
我们就提到儿女方面，在诗篇127篇3到5节里面讲到，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，箭在城门的人并为有福。他们的城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于受惠。
God's word says that children are a reward.
神所讲的是，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。Society
today says children are a burden.
现今的社会里面，生儿育女是一个负担。You
must be prepared to take up the burden, the suffering that will come with having children.
当你有孩子的时候，你就要想到你要怎么样去应付这个负担。
We have forms of entertainment, shows, movies, books that highlight the difficulties that come with having children.
在电影里面有其他的娱乐方面都很显明地告诉我们怎么样艰难去养育儿女。
And unfortunately fewer that show the joys of having children.
很少电影能够告诉我们这个带带小孩子的那种喜乐。
It's reached the point in America where abortion of children is just not even a second thought.
有时候根本就是不做第一个想法，你有孩子就要堕胎。
The philosophy here is the only children that should be born are the ones that the parents really want.
这个讲法就是，这个小孩子出生，那是他父母要的。
We're at the point of harvesting children, unborn children, for medical research, for stem cells.
或者是像那个胎儿，变成那个研究那个肝细胞。
Any of the ladies that's been pregnant recently knows that one of the first tests they want to do is to test the baby for any genetic defects.
怀孕的妇女们，你们都知道，第一件事都医生检查的是，就看看有没有基因的缺陷。This
is not so that a cure can be administered.
这个病就是给那个治疗。This
is so that you can know and then decide whether you want to get rid of the baby.
这个报告给你的时候，你就可以想一下，是不是你要这个孩子。Because
again, American society today says children are a burden, not a reward.
在美国的社会里面，他认为生孩子是一个负担。This
is a horrible, horrible area of unbelief.
这个是在这方面，他们都不相信神的。And
the results have been terrible.
结果是很糟糕。I
know from personal experience that this scripture is true.
我知道从我个人的经验，这句话神的话是讲的是真的。That
children truly are a reward from God.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。Unfortunately,
a number of the difficulties that arise from children have come from parenting today that again does not follow God's guidelines.
很多时候，那个就这个。 小孩子的未来的父母，他们没有遵从神的话。God
has given directions on how to properly raise children.
神给我们一个很好的指标，就是如何去牧养这种小孩子。Many
people, even believers, have rejected those instructions.
很多人甚至是基督徒，他们都不相信这些话。They
don't believe they're true.
他们认为不是真的，真实的。
And then later, people scratch their heads and wonder, gee, what went wrong?
然后他们就是抓抓头，诶，发生什么事情啊？
last area, homosexuality.
我们最后谈到一个就是同性恋的问题。
Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 27 makes it pretty clear.
在罗马书一章24节27节里面所讲的就很清楚了。
I won't go through the verses, I invite you to read them from your Bible.
我不会念这个经文，也希望大家能够自己去念。
The only thing I'll point out is that from the scripture, these are called indecent acts, and that there is a penalty for this perversion.
这里面，这三节的圣经里面，我就讲到的，他们都是就是做这种可耻的行为，他们做性情中事情的人都是有个报应在他们身上。
God's word is very clear on this matter.
神的话在讲这方对同性恋这方面的观点是非常的清楚。
Homosexuality is a sin.
同性恋就是犯罪。
But now there is pressure in Western culture to say the opposite.
但是现在压力就来了，从西方的社会里面压力就来了，他们又不赞成这个经文。
Then instead, homosexuality is something that is good. Homosexuality is something that must be praised. And there's no greater example of this than the debates over gay marriage occurring in the United States now. Legal scholars have warned that as gay marriage becomes legalized and recognized, that will infringe or inhibit religious freedom.
他们是因为的话，那个同性恋合法化的话，他们可能就是阻止那个宗教信仰的自由。
The day may not be far away where it will be illegal to say what I just said.
日子离我所刚刚讲的还不远。Where
it would be illegal to read Romans 1, 24 to 27.
就是你念那个罗马书一章24、27节的话是不合法的。Because
it contradicts what the law now says is good.
因为它跟这个人所定的律法，法律是有抵触的。How
far are you willing to go in your belief that God's word is true?
在你信仰里面， 你愿意让步多远呢？假如你相信神的话是真的话，
Does the fact that a majority of people vote on a given principle that's opposite of the Bible mean that all of a sudden God's word is not true anymore?
因为很多人都赞成这个立法，立了法之后跟神的话是抵触的，所以他们不相信神。Is
the truth of God's word subject to a vote?
神的话是不是要我们来投票决定呢？
No, it is not.
很明显的是不是的。
God does not change.
神永远都不变。
His truth does not change.
他的真理是不变的。
What was true yesterday is still true today and will still be true tomorrow.
过往是真的，现在也是真的，未来也是真的。
It's society that changes, but not the truth of God's word.
社会在改变。 但是神的话是永不改变。But
be prepared. We will be challenged as believers on this principle more and more.
所以我们要装备自己，预备好，因为越来越多人来挑战神的话语。We
had a recent example of this in a beauty pageant.
我们有一个很好的例子，在一个选美的大会上面发生。
One of the contestants, Miss California, was asked whether states should make gay marriage legal.
有一条问题就问加州的小姐，问她同性恋是不是合法化。
What that question has to do with the beauty contest, I have no idea.
我不知道在那个选美上面他们问这句话是不是合理。
But what was really inspiring was her answer.
对我们有很好的鼓励的就是她给的答案。
She is a believer. She is a Christian.
她是一位基督徒。
And later she said she knew in her mind that if she answered what the Bible says, she would lose the contest.
在她那个老袋里面说,假如我是按照圣经的话来回答这个问题的时候,我大概会失去这个后观。
And then she prayed to God for strength to be able to give the right answer.
所以呢,向神祈祷,让他有这个力量,将这个正确的答案告诉大家。
And so she said, marriage is between a man and a woman.
婚姻是一个一男一女组成的。
And she lost the contest.
她所失去这个后观。
And later on the internet and other message boards, she was called many, many terrible things.
在那个电脑那个网络上面，很多人就是指责她说这些话。
There was talk of even removing her title of Miss California because she gave the politically incorrect answer.
所以很多人威胁她，她因为给一个在政治上面的不正确的答案，那么她就要甚至要负担那个加州小姐的名衔，名衔也被拿掉。
But later in an interview, she said, I would rather be biblically correct than politically correct.
在接受访问的当中的时候，他告诉大家，在我给大家一个在圣经上所给我的答案是正确的，不是人要我说讲的答案。
So let's ask ourselves, do we really believe that all of God's word is true, and are we willing to stand up for that principle?
最后就是问我们一句话，我们到底是不是相信？ 圣经的话是真的，我们是不是很坚强的去相信神的话？
The next part asks the question, if we do believe that God's word is true, are we actually reading it?
第二个就是大纲是说，假如我们相信圣经是真实的，那么我们有没有读过这圣经呢？
Let's look at the next part of what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 34 with King Josiah.
我们再看那个历代志下那个34章那个后半段。
Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the Book of the Covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord.
王差前年，召聚犹太、犹大和耶路撒冷的众长老来，王和犹大众人与耶路撒冷的居民，并祭司、立位人，以及所有的百姓，无论大小，都一同上到耶和华的殿。王就把殿里所得的约书念给他们听。
If we never read the Bible, it's just the same as if we had lost it. Sometimes people have Bibles sitting on their coffee table or sitting on their bookshelf, and that Bible is in perfect condition. And that tells you, either that person takes really, really good care of their Bible, or it hasn't been read. I pray that for us, it would be a case that we're taking good care of it. Psalm 119:15-16. It says, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
诗篇119篇15节到16节，我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路，我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。
We need to make sure that we don't lose God's word by neglecting it.
我们希望不要忘记我们神的话。
But this is also a reminder that we're not just to read the Bible, but we need to meditate on it. We need to think about what we are reading.
我们不但只有看这个圣经，看完以后我们还要默想神的话。
Now I realize there are some parts of Scripture that can be difficult to understand.
我也明白到有些部分圣经是很难的了解明白。
But there are many parts that are not that hard to understand.
但是大部分圣经都很容易的明白。
When Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God," I think we know what that means.
耶稣说要爱你的主，你的神，我们很容易的明白了。
When Jesus says, "Love your neighbor as yourself," I think we know what that means.
我也经常提到爱你的邻居如爱你自己，我们应该很容易的明白啊。
And in those cases, it's not a matter of understanding, it's a matter of obeying.
这个是不是明不明白的问题，而是如何遵行他的话。
Let's look at the last part of the story in 2 Chronicles, verses 31 and 32. The king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to follow the Lord and keep his commands, regulations, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin pledge themselves to it. The people of Jerusalem did this in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their fathers.
在历代志下面的三十四章三十一和三十二节，王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的预言。又使住耶路撒冷和便雅悯的人都服从这约。于是耶路撒冷的居民都遵行他们列祖之神的约。
And so what happened with King Josiah was they found the scriptures, they read the scriptures, and they committed themselves to obeying the scriptures.
所以在这一段经文里面讲的那个，这个王约瑟他的找到这个圣经，也读了这个圣经，也看了这个圣经，到最后他们又遵守这个圣经的话。
We're reminded from James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
在雅各书一章二十二节到二十五节里面提醒我们，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，谁知忘了他的相貌如何。唯要尝试查看那全地使人自由的律法，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
And I'd like to call attention to the very last part of that, where we're told, if we do, or if we go according to God's commands, we'll be blessed in what we do.
这后半段节呢，跟经文来是。假如我们实行出来的话，就在他所行的事上，我们必然蒙福。
I think one of the saddest things is when believers fail in one of these steps. Either don't believe something in the Bible is true, don't read it, or don't do it, and then ask, "How come I'm not blessed?"
很多基督徒就这样子，他从来没有他相信圣经的话是真的，也没有看圣经，也没念过这个话，然后他就说啊。为什么我不蒙神的福呢？
What's wrong with God? The deal was supposed to be, I become a Christian and he blesses my life.
神有什么问题啊？我一信了主，我是变成一个基督徒，那么他就是要祝福我一生。
Here are the keys to receiving God's blessings.
这个就是最重要的原因，你能领受神的福气。
Believe his word is true.
相信他的话是真实的。
Read it.
读他的话语。
Obey it.
遵守他的话语。
If we fail on any one of those steps, we shouldn't then be questioning, how come I don't have the blessings?
假如我们束缚了任何这三样条件，我们就不用问神为什么不祝福我。
And finally, Jesus tells us in John, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me."
最后在约翰福音十四章二十三节二十四节里面讲到，耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他哪里去，与他同住。不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道，不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。”
And so ultimately, believing God's word, reading God's word, obeying God's word is all an expression of love for
Jesus.
If we really love Him, we'll want to do these things. And it's a wonderful promise that Jesus gives here. If we do that, then He will make His home with us. And I can't think of a greater promise than that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of your word.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们这个话语。We
ask that you would give us the faith to believe in your word.
求你给我们信心，我们相信你的话。Give
us the desire to read your word.
让我们渴望地看你的话语。And
give us the strength to obey your word.
赐我们力量，能够遵守你的话语。Help
us, Father, to not be like the world where we cast away your word.
帮助我们不要顺从这个世界，遗忘你的话语。Instead,
Father, help us to love it, help us to live by it every single day.
就是父神你帮助我们爱你的话语，我们每天的生活上。And
we thank you for the promise that as we strive to follow your word, that Jesus will be there with us.
谢谢你的应许，假如我们 往着这条路就做,
and we just pray that through your Holy Spirit, you would lead and guide us and help us, Father, to live according to your word.
这是圣灵的指引，你会帮助我们，我们按照你的指引，活在这个世上。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.